Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen, this New York Yankee team still, despite the fact that I haven't double-checked it this morning off of this miserable series, so maybe it's under this now, but it was 10 guys with at least league average or better OPS. 10. 10 guys on this offense. It's been a much deeper offense. It has been a much more complete offense. It's a younger, more athletic at times offense. It has different ways to beat you. We're seeing Volpe, and I know he's a talking point of this series. We'll get to it. Volpe, much better offensively this year. Dominguez is coming along offensively. Obviously, Goldschmidt's had an incredible year. Grisham, who is now playing poorly and did one of the more dumb, unexplainable things I've ever seen on a baseball field yesterday. But he's having a great year. You know, a lot of these guys are having good years, but still, they're going to have to prove, right? And hopefully they don't have to prove it that often. They're going to have to prove this offense still functions when Judge goes through a little bit of a slump. Now, I tweeted out that Judge killed the Yankees, and people are like, how dare you blame Judge? I'm not blaming Judge. Pointing out a fact. Obviously, we know he's incredible. He's the best hitter in baseball. I defend him left and right. I'm constantly arguing in Judge's favor. But it doesn't change the fact that he had one hit in the series. It was a huge moment and an awesome moment. And the bomb off Crochet in the 9th to tie the game at 1. But ultimately, he struck out 9 times and was 1 for 12. It was a hideous series from him. He's entitled to it. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not ready to declare him a failure. This is going to be the beginning of a slide. But it doesn't. He killed them in this series. He was terrible in the series. He hits into the double play in this game, which absolutely ruined the one rally they had, really. He was awful in the series, and it cost him. And this Yankee team is going to have to prove that this offense, because if you look at it, he sits out in the last game of the Kansas City series, and they win that game 1-0. And then he's bad this series, and they don't score runs. So they have scored 5 runs in the last 4 games, and that's with Judge not playing in one of them and miserable in the other 3. And he was responsible for 1 of the 5 runs. So this offense as a whole has scored 4 runs. Without Judge, 4 runs in the last 5 games. In the last 4 games. That's just not good enough. They're going to have to prove that offensively they can still perform. And someone's going to step up and do it when Judge doesn't play or when Judge doesn't have a great game or series. That's something they're just going to have to prove. And then the other thing they're going to have to prove is that this team isn't the same sloppy brand of baseball it was last year. And up until this point, it hasn't been. But it has reared its ugly head with some of the more incredibly dumb base running moves. And then even Grisham bunting in this game with a 3-1 count. I've never seen that. I know he's trying to beat the shift and he figures he's going to get a fastball down the middle. How about you pound a fastball down the middle? I have never seen someone bunt 3-1, let alone bunt at ball 4, and then end up popping up. That was like they are in their own heads. Plain and simple. They're in their own heads. They're trying to do too much in this series, and it's a problem. And I'll be totally honest with you. I'm gonna shock you by not necessarily even defending Boone on this. My point is, I don't think, believe it or not, when I watch these games, it's not so much that they're laissez-faire and don't care. Maybe you could throw that to the Jason Dominguez when he doesn't recognize the count. I think the Yankees, honestly, believe it or not, need to figure out a way to slow it down and care less. I think they're trying to do too much when they start to get into a slump and it's Fenway Park and they're losing to the Red Sox. You get things like, I got to steal third in extra innings. Or you got Ben Rice trying to steal third with 2 outs in this game. I mean, colossally stupid. It's not that they're not paying attention. It's not that the manager allows it. I find it very funny. Look, I'm not saying that there hasn't been some level of poor play from a lot of these guys. But again, last year's team wasn't good. Gleyber Torres was bad defensively, terrible on the base paths. Like, they didn't have the team to be good in those areas. Jazz Chisholm was just learning third base. They weren't great defensively. And early on, Rizzo was terrible by the end. And they had Cabrera and guys stepping in to play first base. They weren't good defensively. And they weren't great on the base paths. This team has been much better at those two things. Without question, they've been much better. The least amount of outs on the base paths of any team in baseball heading into this series. And I'm sorry, I find it funny because people try and tell me this. Like, that Jason Dominguez forgot how many strikes there are and gets caught off a second base in that rally because his manager allows it. Because the atmosphere around the team is, it's okay to forget how many strikes there are. It's okay to do these things. So you're telling me that Jason Dominguez, a young player trying to make his name in Major League Baseball, got embarrassed on Fox, on national television, and let his entire team down with an enormous mental mistake, is embarrassed by it. But what he's thinking as he's running back to the dugout is, it's okay, Boone won't mind. That's a young player doing something stupid. It's a young player not focused at the wrong moment. And if you think Aaron Boone allows them to not be focused, did Joe Torre instill focus in Derek Jeter, or did Derek Jeter have it? Did Lou Piniella and Joe Torre instill focus in Paul O'Neill, or did he just have it? The idea that a manager is to blame when a player doesn't know how many strikes there are, is there no personal accountability? There's none. I'm sorry. I have a real problem with everything's at the feet of Aaron Boone. Everything. And I get it. How the team plays is at the feet of the manager. Totally agree. They've been better this year because they have better personnel. But that doesn't change the fact that the two biggest series of the year, arguably, and we'll dismiss the Met one because they won it, and that's what we do as Yankee fans. We don't care about the wins, only the losses. The Dodgers and the Red Sox are two high-profiled, on national television against teams that we typically struggle against, a team that beat us in the World Series and talked trash afterwards, and against their biggest rival. And without question, not only did they lose the games, they played their sloppiest and worst brand of baseball against both of them. And that is a problem. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's not a death knell, and it's not indicative of who this team has been this year. It isn't. And if it continues, then it's a problem. Last year, it was a problem all year, no doubt. This year, it has not been. It was for these three games. And it's up to the manager to put an end to it. But again, if you want the manager out there in a player's ear saying, now remember, it was two strikes, or it's only one strike, I think we look... Again, Judge goes on a struggle, and I got a bunch of people telling me, oh, it's because Boone gave him the day off on... Why does he need the day off? Why did Boone give him the day off the last game of the Kansas City series? That's why he lost. That's why he lost it, because he got a day off. Well, I'll tell you the truth right now. If that's the truth, we have a major problem, because I checked the schedule. The Yankees have a day off almost once every week. So, I mean, if Judge can't play after days off, we're going to have a problem. If Judge goes into a 1-for-12 slump every time he doesn't play a game, I don't know, maybe they could set up scrimmages on the off day, or they could do something, because it's going to be a problem. Never mind the fact that his numbers off an off day traditionally in his career have been unbelievably successful and dominant. Made a lot of money betting home runs on Aaron Judge the day after an off day. But hey, what do I know?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.